Fire study. Thick split logs of eucalyptus hurl smoke into a face. Release the damper and note the change in pitch. Low whoosh of flame. Mid-ranged cracks, the opposite of ice. What might surprise? Coals, orange and constant. You wanted to be left whole. Chips of chin bone free to fall apart. I'm sorry, what we toss to the wind flies back into our mouths, powdered. Do we detect a grit, the rift between ocean cliffs too far to fathom? The tectonic clip too quick, the grind of land on land and itch, scraped so long, the scar shines. What is the texture of ash on the tongue? The crematorium burns, but bone does not break apart like skin. What remains is calcium, the hard crust, bone of bone, the rigid, twisted bits. On the sink board in the hotel, black ash, like grains of granite, cigarette smoke soaked into the sheets. The window to the courtyard, a mouth screwed shut. I spend the night waking to the gasps of my own cravings. If I could have my way, the North Coast, beach fire, salt pans boiling down to dust, abalone, feast on the shore, mushrooms on toast, butter and garlic, mist and water. Breath catching, bone deep, cold, waves that heave and heave, raindrops plopping in drip dash, your own ashes, clay colored, dry boluses and free bits, swirling around us as we'd swim, our dive belts weighting us down to the bottom. I went wanting to know where the smoke goes. If the door had a window, did the people ever look? If the mandatory box burned first, if a flame at all? If the bits really did twist? If twisted how? If small how? If hard, if porous? Sometimes all that is obvious is the black, peeled surface of the wood stove, stripped of itself. Now the flames quick and menace, the sparks catch on the rug, the heat envelops, the dark surrounds, and the smoke rolls thick up the flue. Now there are hardly any abalone left to harvest, the poor ocean snails so stressed they won't eat. Red tide, harvest ban, your ashes on the side of a mountain whose forest just went up in flames. No one promised you would get the life or death you wanted. What if at the end nothing is what you believed you desired? The land and its depths capable of their own reinventions. What if saying this allows longing to spring up, a bacterial welcome mat, a kind of cleansing that combusts close to bone?